Saha, that very person, Tvam, you, Vichaksha, considering, Mrugacheshtitam, the activities of the deer, Atmanah, of the self, Antah, within, Chittam, consciousness, Niyaccha, fix, Riddhi, in the heart, Karnadhunim, oral reception, Cha, and, Chitte, unto the consciousness, Jahi, give up, Angana Ashra, Mam, household life, Asattama, most abominable, Yuthagatham, full of stories of man and woman, Rinihi, just accept, Hamsa Sharanam, the shelter of the liberated souls, Viram, become detached, Kramena, gradually. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. You all can repeat. My dear King, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. Give up householder life, which is full of sex, as well as the stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the mercy of the liberated souls, in this way, please give up your attraction for material existence. Purport. Purport is very nice and little long, so we'll go through it quickly. In one of its songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur writes, Karma kanda jnana kanda kevala vishayera bhanda amruta baliya keva khai nana yoni sada fire kadajya bhakshan kare tara janma adha pate yai. Fruitive activities and mental speculation are simply cups of poison. Whoever drinks of them, drinking them to be nectar, must struggle very hard life after life in different types of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. Jai Shri Radha Rasbihari Ji Ki Jai, Shri Gaurataya Ki Jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshmanan Ki Jai. People are generally enamored of the fruitive results of worldly activity and mental speculation. They generally desire to be promoted to the heavenly planets, merge into the existence of Brahman, or keep themselves in the midst of family life, enchanted by the pleasures of the tongue and genitals. The great sage Narada clearly instructs King Barhishman not to remain his entire life in Grihastha Ashram. Being in the Grihastha Ashram means being under the control of one's wife. One has to give up all this and put oneself into the ashram of Paramahamsa, that is, to put himself under the control of the spiritual master. The Paramahamsa ashram is the ashram of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whom the spiritual master has taken shelter. The symptoms of the bona fide spiritual master are, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jidnyasu shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upashamashrayam. Any person who is seriously desirous of achieving real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and arguments, and thus be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. A Paramahamsa is one who has taken shelter of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one takes shelter of the Parabrahman, Paramahamsa spiritual master, gradually, through training and instruction, he will become detached from worldly life and ultimately return home back to Godhead. The particular mention of Anganashrama, Asattam, Yuthagatha is very interesting. The whole world is in clutches of Maya, being controlled by women. Not only is one controlled by a woman who is one's wife, but no, one is also controlled by so many sex literature. That is the cause of one's being entangled in the material world. One cannot give up this abominable association through one's own effort. But if one takes shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, who is a Paramhamsa, he will gradually be elevated to the platform of spiritual life. The pleasing words of the Vedas that inspire one to elevate oneself to the heavenly planets or merge into the existence of the Supreme are for the less intelligent, who are described in Bhagavad Gita as Mayaya Aparuta Jnana, those whose knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy. Real knowledge means understanding the miserable condition of material life. One should take shelter of a bona fide liberated soul, the spiritual master, and gradually elevate himself to the spiritual platform and thus become detached from the material world. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Hamsa Sharanam refers to the cottage in which saintly person live. Generally, a saintly person lives in a remote place, in a forest or in a humble cottage. However, we should note that the time has changed. It may be beneficial for a saintly person's own interest to go to the forest and live in cottage. But if one becomes preacher, especially in Western countries, he has to invite many classes of men who are accustomed to living in comfortable apartment. Therefore, in this age, a saintly person has to make progress, proper arrangements to receive people and attract them to message of Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, perhaps for the first time, introduced motor cars and palatial buildings for the residence of saintly persons, just to attract the general public in big cities. The main fact is that one has to associate with a saintly person. In this age, people are not going to search out a saint in the forest. So the saints and sages have to come to the big cities to make arrangement to receive the people in general, who are accustomed to the modern amenities of material life. Gradually, such persons will learn that palatial buildings or comfortable apartments are not at all necessary. The real necessity is to become free from material bondage in whatever way possible. According to the orders of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayunjataha Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Muchate. When one is not attached to anything but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness. One should not be attached to material opulence, but material opulence may be accepted in the Krishna consciousness movement to facilitate the propagation of movement. In the other words, material opulence may be acceptable as yukta vairagya, that is for renunciation. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun miritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaisham Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಸೀಕ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯುನೋ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಆಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ನಾರದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಬರ್ಹಿ. Narada has tried to tell him the story of Puranjan, but still there was little hesitation on the part of Prachina Barhi. So now Narada is taking another very strong position, very directly hitting him on the nail to make him understand that he has to quit now his worldly things. So and Prabhupada talks here about varieties of different things. First he talks about the nature of material world, how it is entangling. Then he talks about spiritual master, how spiritual master is a capable person to pick us up out of this illusion. And then he talks about how devotees should use everything and of this world in Krishna's service, and that is called as Yukta Vairagya. So here we find that both material world and spiritual master, they are having the same purpose of pulling the conditioned soul out of this material world. But the problem is that the living entity, when he comes here, he becomes so attached to small things of this world, and it's so amazing that the person's identification becomes so strong to this material world that he don't even care for his eternal identity as a spiritual residence. We can see that in the case of Indra also, when he came down to this material world and became a hog. And then even when Brahma came to tell him that, my dear Indra, now it's your time as a hog is over, now please come as again, as king of the heaven, Indra. He said no. He said, what you are talking? This is so enjoyable. I don't want to leave. So then, now this Brahma has to take very extreme action to kill his all, wife and relatives, to make him understand that this is not the place, and then he took him. So similarly, any living entity who comes here to enjoy in this world, that enjoyment may be very minimal, but that is sufficient for one to bind in this material world. Few of the scientists, they had they were doing this experiment of how different living entities behave in different circumstances. So what they had done is they had made a cage in which they had put 2-3 rats, and through the electronic machine, there were many pedestals. It's like 2-3 keys were there. So one key, if you press, very hot air will come, because it was very cold. That hot air was very nice to be in. If you put another, some small butter will drop from up. So they put some 3-4 rats inside, and then they were watching how they do that. And another thing they had put was, they had one key was there, if you hit that you get a electric shock. So everything was there. So then the rats were going around, they're going to the electric machine, then switching, then getting a lot of shocks, and then trying others. After some time they understand that these two are very nice, out of this all three. One is giving nice butter, another is giving nice, you know, hot air. So then they were very happy. Then the scientist changed the, you know, poles. The thing which was giving butter was now giving shocks, and then others were changed like that. So then by their practice they were going for butter, but now butter was not coming, only shocks were coming. So then they were very perplexed. Again they tried to figure it out, where is what. And then after some time they understood that, okay, now it's changed. This is giving butter, this is giving, you know, shock. So then scientists were changing like that, and after some 2-3 times they did like that, they opened the cage. And to their surprise, all the rats were just moving around there only. No one was ready to go out, although it is open. So they were so much mesmerized by this, you know, three keys, who were giving, you know, shocks, giving butter and giving hot air. So exactly same thing happened to the when conditioned soul comes in this world. Now sometimes some things gives happiness, sometimes some things gives, you know, pleasure, sometimes some things give really great distress. And then we keep on changing things. Material world also is like that, keeps, you know, changing. And then we become so enamored, thinking that, okay, now maybe the game has changed, so let me try out, you know, what are the keys which can give me happiness. And then one becomes entangled in this world. So then the material world, Durga Devi, with her trident in hand, punishes living entities so that they will be suffering here, and the suffering will give some, you know, inspiration for them to get out of this world. And spiritual master, who is also external representation of Paramatma, he also is telling them, now you get out from here. So both are, you know, helping a living entity to get out of this material world, which is very entangling. So the problem is when person gets attached to this, you know, world, then he requires a real shock treatment to get out of this material world. Like Prabhupada gives this story of how once some 3-4 son-in-laws, they had come to one, you know, their father-in-law's house. Because whenever a great, you know, function is there or some big festival is there, father will surely like to invite, you know, his daughters at home who are married along with their husband. So this person was very rich and very, you know, cordial in his behavior. So he invited his, you know, three daughters along with their husband to stay. And it was very nice palatial stay, very nice foodstuffs. And after the whole festival was over, he found that no husband is ready to go now. They are just, there is no sign only that they can leave now. He said, "Arey, what is this? How long they are going to stay here?" So then he called his son. He said, what to do? You know, these people are so sticking only now. So son said, "We have to do something." He said, "Because we are giving them facilities, they are staying here. You start reducing facilities." So then everyone was sitting at the table. First day they saw that no chapatis, only rice dal. So then the landlord said that this is the way now it will be. And then the cooks are having some problem or whatever. So they could sense that, you know, now we have to leave. But, you know, one of them left next morning, but other two were very determined. They said, "Whatever happens, without chapati, what is the problem? Rice dal at least is there, it's no problem." So then next day when he saw that again two are still there, then they started reducing, you know, sabjis, only khichdi, you know. Right, morning evening khichdi. So then second person thought that, you know, this is too much now, you know, I stayed for some time, so I'll go. But the third person, he said, no problem, khichadi to khichadi. Three times khichadi, stay aram se, no problem. So you are not ready to go only. So then, the father again called this son. He said, no, these two went, but this third is really determined to stay here. Son said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So then, in the night, when he was sleeping, this husband, the son came with a blanket. He put on the blanket on that person and bet him like anything. Bet him, and then he ran away. When he got up, then he got a very strong sense now that, you know, it's like, now there is, you know, no further stay here. Next day only, before morning only, he has packed and gone from that, you know, place. So similarly, material world also tries to hit a living entity with its, you know, trident, adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidaivika klesha, to make us aware that this is not the right place, get out. Some are very determined to stay, some understand, those who are intelligent, and they get out. And for that, you know, spiritual master comes, you know, in this world. Because this world is such that at every moment there is, you know, difficulties. It's not that, you know, the world is very peaceful. You know, recently I was just, you know, talking to devotees. One devotee was telling from this Nigdi temple that once one brahmachari was coming to Mumbai. On the highway, when he was waiting in the morning for coming, so because it was early in the morning, 4 o'clock, there was no vehicles available. So then he saw one car coming and stopping nearby. It was a travel car. So the door opened and the driver said, one seat is empty, you come. You know, it's only 200 rupees. He said, no, I don't want to come. So then he said, no, it's AC car. We just one seat is there. Very quickly we'll, you know, drop you there. Then he thought, because he has to go early in the morning for some specific purpose, he said, okay, no problem. So he sat in the front, you know, seat. Two, three people were on the back side, and they went. When they came to Lonavala, the driver stopped. He said, what happened? He said, I have to do some puja. Aray, he said, you are really... So then he stopped, he went out, came back, and then he started his puja, doing some, you know, he had some agarbatti and things like that, and he started worshipping. And inside the worship only, there was a big explosion, in the car only. Everywhere smoke was there. And that was the end of his consciousness, like conscious, you know, understanding. Next day, he got up, one person was there who was waking him up. And then he woke him up. And that person was telling, hey, this is my place. Now, why you are sitting here? Then he saw he was a beggar. So beggar was telling, this is my place, why you are sitting here? Get up now. So then he said, and then he saw he was lying on the footpath, you know, by the side of a road. Practically it was around 6 o'clock in the morning. So then he said, where I have come? He said, this is Surat, in Gujarat. And then he saw his all belongings, all were stolen, except one bag was there, torn apart. And then he searched out, nothing was there. You know, mobile was lost, you know, his Lakshmi was lost. Only one thing was, the bead bag was there, because they felt it is useless to take. So then he tried to get up and go, but that was also very difficult. It was, his head was, you know, dizzy. So he was not able to walk even. So this, you know, person who was, you know, sitting there as a beggar, he was saying, "Arey, why you are, you know, so making so much hurry?" Because he was not able to walk, he thought that he has taken some extra, you know, it at night. So he said, "You should not drink so much. You know, you sit here, be cool first. Then after some time you can go." So then he sat there. And then he knew that now there is no other, you know, person who can help me out. He did not know anything about what surat is and what is what. So he took his bead bag, started chanting Hare Krishna. So when he was chanting Hare Krishna, 6-7 rounds he chanted. And he was telling afterwards that rounds were the one of the most attentive rounds in his whole life. Praying to Krishna for guidance. After that, then he remembered that in his bead bag he has kept 200 rupees. So when he saw, the 200 rupees were still there. So then he took the 200 rupees, went to the telephone and he phoned the temple. And then the whole arrangements were made to come back. The point is, anytime, anything can happen in this world. It's not that we are very peaceful, doing our own Krishna consciousness and nothing will happen to us. That's why all over the scriptures it is said, padam padam yad vipadam, natesham. This world is padam padam vipadam, but those who take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, then there are no difficulties in this world. So when we understand this position of ours, in this material world, then we have some inclination to get out. Because to get out means it's an activity to go out of this material world. And that is activity based on our understanding of this material world. It's like if someone announces in some building, my dear residents of the buildings, there is a time bomb kept here which is going to be blown off within next 5 minutes. So it is urgency, quit the building as early as possible. So if someone has understood this announcement, he cannot be staying there, saying no, this India-Pakistan match is going on, and just last 10 hours are remaining or whatever, or most important part of my things are going on. Anything may be there. If you say like that and he stays there, that means he has actually not understood what the announcement was. So person who has announced and who has heard the announcement, the result is that he gets out of that building. That is a sign that he has understood the announcement. Similarly, the conditioned soul who tries their best to get out of this material world only can be understood that they have understood the imports of this Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, that we are supposed to get out. Otherwise people they hear, like so many, there are hundreds of organizations all over telling about the spiritual truths. But people they hear and they have their own lifestyle without any change going on. So Prabhupada was not like that. Prabhupada, when he went to West, he demanded some of the activities. Like he demanded you chant 16 rounds, minimum. You follow 4 regulative principles. And then, we should serve Krishna in some particular way with some solid services. So, why that? Because unless we don't do physical, expression of our activities by which we can show to Krishna that, Krishna, I am eagerly waiting to get out of this world, Krishna and spiritual master also will not be, giving mercy to such conditioned soul, unless he is expressing his eagerness to get out of. And then next he talks about the spiritual master. He says, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Upasamashayam. So when someone takes shelter of a spiritual master who is bona fide, then he is properly trained by that spiritual master to get out of this material world. And then he gets detachment from this world. And we can see this, how Prabhupada so wonderfully exhibited. He was just chanting Hare Krishna, giving Bhagavatam classes to even hippies who were at the peak of their materialistic sense gratificatory activities. But they also could understand the intensity of Prabhupada's message, and they could very easily give them up, you know, and come to spiritual life. So that is the expertise of spiritual master, how he delivers that message very powerfully to evoke the that detachment in the heart of conditioned soul. Like the one of the sannyasis, when he was giving class, I have heard he was telling, previous to coming to Krishna consciousness, he was very opulently living and very much enjoying spirit. So one day he was here reading this book, small book, Prabhupada book, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. So then he was reading, he was lying on the sofa and reading, and there he found this very striking thing. He saw there Prabhupada was telling that the sense gratification is meant for hogs. And then he was telling, he first time in the life he was, and then he said sense gratification is like a stool, only meant for hogs who eat them with great delight. And then Prabhupada was telling, how we know that they are happy, eating that stool? Because for us stool is very abominable, but for them it's very, it's not at all austerity, to eat stool. Very happily they eat. Prabhupada says, because they are getting fatter and fatter every day, that shows that they are very much liking and getting nourished by that special diet. So then he says, when he heard, he was reading, first time in his life, someone was telling him that what he was doing is like eating stool. So it was a great shock for him. He said, "Are, who is this person who is writing such a, strongly?" He went on searching. Backside he saw Prabhupada. He said, "This person looks like a, old person, but writing like this." Then he started searching, who is this person, what is what. Then he found out the ISKCON address. And then he came and, joined the temple. Went on becoming great sannyasi. So this is what a spiritual master offers to conditioned souls. He gives such a powerful message in such a down to earth language to understand for the disciple, where he can immediately evoke some kind of detachment in his heart. And then Prabhupada says here that generally the saints are supposed to live in the jungles, but nowadays, because the situation has changed, they have to come all the way to the cities, and not only come to the cities and sit under a tree, but they have to construct a big palatial buildings to attract such kind of people. So we can see here also, Prabhupada had made a palace of Radharas Bihari. And we can see thousands and thousands of people are coming and getting benefited. So Prabhupada was once telling, for me it's okay even if I can stay under a tree, but who will come there to ask some questions? But if I stay in a big palatial building, many big people will come to ask. So that's way they can be tricked to come to Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada goes on telling that how this is the way our acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have taught this very important principle of he says here, anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya muchyate. So this yukta vairagya principle is the gift of our acharyas. Otherwise people are not so ready to go for detached vairagya life. Very few are really interested in such kind of life. So then he says yukta vairagya, that is it's like very commonly accepted thing. But if we have to really understand what is yukta vairagya, we go back and see the life of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And in teachings of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada quotes this example of Sanatan Goswami having this chintamani gem, that once one person who was worshipping Lord Shiva guided him to Sanatan Goswami, And he said, you go and ask him for the Chintamani. So he comes and asks Sanatan Goswami, you know, give me. He sees that, you know, Sanatan Goswami living like a beggar. Sanatan Goswami said, you go to the dustbin and collect it. Then he goes, collects, and then he, you know, start testing. And it was really working. He was very amazed. So when he went, you know, testing all the way, got a lot of wealth. But afterwards he was thinking that how could this, you know, Sanatan Goswami can keep this such valuable thing in the dustbin? That must be, then he must have something higher than this. That's why he has kept it. So again he went back. He said, Sanatan Goswami, I have again come. He said, what can I do for you? He said, how can you do this? You know, you are keeping the such a valuable thing. That must, you know, that maybe then you may have something higher than this. Sanatan Goswami said, yes. I said, can I get it? He said, yes. He said, what I am supposed to do then? He said, first go and throw that in the, you know, river Yamuna. And then that was like a big shock for him. But he, keeping the faith on the words of Sanatan Goswami, he went and threw that Chintamani gem in water of Yamuna, came back, and then Sanatan Goswami said, he said, you sit down. Now I'll tell you which is the supremely, you know, blissful, you know, gem, which is the highest gift one can get in his human form of life. And then he gave chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here Prabhupada writes, if this acharya has only told us of Yukta Vairagya, na, using everything in Krishna's service, and say they have this gem which also can be used in Krishna's service, you know, you can just touch so many items, make it gold, and then serve Krishna and spread Krishna consciousness and, you know, do what not, you know. You know, Lakshmi is always a crunch, you know, even if we have to preach, even if we have to celebrate festivals or do anything, Lakshmi is required. And they were also requiring Lakshmi, it's not that, you know, they had lot of things. So if they had that, you know, with them, that facility, why he was not using? You know, he had kept it as a, you know, dustbin. So Prabhupada asked in that purport, why he was, you know, like that. You know, he only tells, use everything in Krishna's service, and when it is having gem, he is not using it. Then Prabhupada says there, that he is acting in this way to set an example for the practitioner of Krishna consciousness. What is that example? That example is, before we try for Yukta Vairagya, we should have Vairagya first. And then that Vairagya can be transformed into Yukta Vairagya. If Vairagya is not there, only Yukta Vairagya is there, that will lead us to great sense enjoyment afterwards. So even to have Yukta Vairagya, even to, that means, for Yukta Vairagya you require a qualification, you require some status of spiritual life that you are detached. If you are not detached, one cannot be, you know, Yukta Vairagya. That is, no, it's not possible to follow. So here also, when we are, you know, given so many facilities, you know, for Krishna's service, we can surely use them under very proper superior guidance, spiritual master, cultivating Vairagya first. You know, that's how the, you know, whole life is. First, you know, Brahmacharya, then, you know, we follow the rules of, you know, Brahmachari life to be simple, and then, you know, so when we are, you know, living like that, first Vairagya and then Yukta Vairagya, then it is very, then it acts miraculously, you know. We can see how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to preach, you know, using cars and, you know, this diorama exhibition, and lakhs of people were coming. But the basis is, you know, one has to, you know, following very strictly Vairagya first, and then Yukta Vairagya will, you know, properly be able to, you know, take in our own life. So in this purport, we in a short we'll just go through. Prabhupada was telling that how this material world is padam padam vipadam. We are supposed to get out of this world, but some people are very attached. Most of the people, very few are there who are really special souls, who are really detached. And then we saw that how attached person who is trying to enjoy in this world is like this rat in the cage, not ready to get out even if the door is opened. So then the material world has to give shock treatment. You know, that's how this Dhananjay story of, Prabhupada says, Praharena Dhananjay, that person was beaten up, then only he left the home of his father-in-law. And then Prabhupada is telling, this is the duty of a spiritual master to evoke that detachment in the heart of disciple. And then he says that how everything of this world can be used in Krishna's service. And then he gives this understanding of Yukta Vairagya. But this Yukta Vairagya only can be practiced when actual Vairagya is there. A person with Vairagya only can follow Yukta Vairagya. And then the example was this Sanatana Goswami. Although he was having this gem, he was not using it. Not that he was not capable of doing it. He was fully capable of using it. For 100% in Krishna service. But still he kept it aside. And Prabhupada says this is to set an example for the practitioners of Krishna consciousness. So we stop here. Any question?
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you're telling about Vairagya. We have to practice Vairagya for Yukta Vairagya. So I have a question, rather a doubt. So you have to practice bhakti so that Vairagya will come, or practice Vairagya?
Okay. Bhagavatam says when we are practicing bhakti, jnana and vairagya are just byproducts. But we should not wait till that bhakti will come and then jnana and vairagya will come. So this process is simultaneous. Training means we are trying to do devotional service, at the same time trying to understand spiritual subject matters, reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. We are acquiring bhakti, jnan. At the same time we are practicing vairagya also. So three things are going parallelly. Although you don't have to practice vairagya and jnana if one is fully devotional, it's like inclined to devotional service. But that is, on practical basis, we have to do three simultaneously. That's the way. That's how Prabhupada teaches.
Because that will be like a yogi, that yogi, they artificially try to renounce, to be vairagis. We are not yogis, we are bhakti yogis. No?
Yeah.
So, because if we are trying to do on our own, that becomes artificial. That was my point is.
Yeah, if we are doing by our own, then that is artificial. But if it is under the guidance of spiritual master, under the order of spiritual master, then it is not artificial. When spiritual master says, okay, now you remain strict, you remain, detached. Under his guidance, we are detached. Not that, on our own strength, we are saying that, no, I am a great, yogi and I am a great detached person. When it is under guidance, it's not a problem. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.